Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
So we're talking about the new alpha version of Mozilla Firefox, codename Aurora, pretty impressed as an alpha release, pretty darn good, pretty stable. You know, alpha is a pre-beta. Beta is just before, it's a pre-release. So it's a couple of steps away from being ready for prime time. And I mean, you know how a lot of software is. Even when it's released, it's not ready for prime time. But in this situation, it's pretty impressive. I've been using it for about a week. I do not suggest that you use it as your main browser because just simply too risky. I mean, I don't recommend that you use beta software in a, you know, has to work kind of environment. Certainly not alpha software, which is what Aurora is, but I could not resist really putting it through the ringer. Number one, just because if it breaks, it doesn't matter. I've got other browsers. But and that's another thing. If you do decide to download a beta or an alpha, whether it's Aurora or another piece of software, particularly with browsers, you can do it rather than doing it as an upgrade or replacing your existing version. Do it as a separate install. So if things do go south, it's kind of segmented. First, you're doing candy, and then what do you got there? Candy
and pudding.
And pudding. Candy and pudding. It's not yogurt?
Pudding.
Looks like yogurt.
Yoplait pudding.
Oh, Yoplait pudding. I didn't even know they made pudding. Is it the whip? Is it the kind that's got a lot of air in it so you get about a fifth the...
No, it's the regular stuff.
Yeah. Always cracks me up. They introduce this whip stuff, and everybody loves it. And it's like, wait a minute, don't you realize that you've just bought air?
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Aurora, very impressed with it, but install it. If you do, install it as a completely separate installation of Firefox. And if things go south, you can use your regular mainstream Firefox or Google Chrome or Internet Explorer, whatever you use. What's interesting about Aurora, and this is a good thing, they have... Mozilla has glommed on, as has Microsoft, to Google's ruthless simplicity in terms of its interface and presentation of the browser, and that's not a bad thing. Yeah, there's some people say, oh, you know, this is a copycat. You know, we've just got a whole bunch of Google Chrome clones on our hands, and it's not entirely true. It's not a negative thing. You know, if something works, you know, it gets cloned, right? I mean, there's a reason why. You get copies of... what do they do with movies and what do they do with TV shows? It's the same kind of thing, right? So, you know, this is not a negative thing. I think it's a great combination of Google's simplicity, the historic power of Firefox in terms of all the incredible add-ons that are available. You can really tailor Firefox to do what you want without having a bunch of stuff that you don't want. You don't have to download a whole add-on pack to get one or two features. You just download what you want, install what you want. And that is another thing, you know, that it can actually be a negative with Firefox. You do want to make sure that when you do the downloads, the add-ons, not the downloads, although you do download the add-ons, you do so very skeptically. Add-ons can be a big problem. Not all add-ons are created equal. I use just a couple. We've talked about a couple that I like a lot. I use Pocket on every show. That's how I store my stories. I use one called Ghostery. We talked about a couple of weeks ago. It gives you the ability to just whack the trackers as you go from site to site. Another one that I just started using is My Bookmarks. We'll talk about that in a little more depth later on. But My Bookmarks has been a very powerful, kind of fun thing to mess with in creating my own start page. Remember how Google had iGoogle and you could kind of bring a lot of stuff in? It's not quite as flexible as iGoogle was, where you could have, you know, little snippets of like little widgets of your favorite web pages, but it does, my bookmarks does give you the ability to create a start page. It gives you all of your bookmarks organized the way you want them, all right on your start page. Great way to do it, I think. 866-821-8255 is the number. Let's go to the phones before our break and talk with Alan in Tucson. How you doing, Alan?
Dr. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Good to hear from you.
It's been a while since we've spoken, and I just wanted to tell you what a great show this is.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. We do miss you.
And, well, I miss you, too. We're just not in the same universes anymore.
Not anymore. We have different orbits.
Right.
And but similar gravitational pulls.
Right. That's right. So I've gone back and I've listened to just about every show you've podcast over the last several years.
Right.
It was no small time invested in
Right.
that.
Right. Well, it was worth it though, wasn't it?
Well, it was. It absolutely was.
It was a
giant waste of time. I wouldn't suggest anyone else doing it.
Come on now. You know, it was a giant waste of time, and you know it.
You know, Evil Steve, I enjoyed your joke last week about you getting hitting your brother so hard that he won't be able to see past his eyes.
That's right, man. It's so true, too.
There you know that I've listened.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you on the start page.
Yes.
That you, you know, you're ultra security sensitive now, I've noticed.
Well, yeah.
Which
you
is
know,
fine.
It's tough. It's
which
tough.
Is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the start page, I put it on my computer, and that's where it defaults to now.
Yes.
How secure is that, and can you tell us about that?
Well, start page, it's interesting. Start page is a little company in Europe that uses proxies. It's kind of a neat trick because what they do, Google does things very, very well. And
they're
so,
not in Eastern Europe, are they?
No, they're not. They're like they're like Norwegian. They're the guys with the thin blue lips up there.
Okay, so they're not figuring out a way to hack in there off the start page.
No, but what they do is they use the power of Google, and it's kind of an interesting little tricky thing they do. They use Google's searches, which are incredible. That technology has yet to be... have a competitor, but they proxy it so that you don't get the tracking of your searches and the storing of your IP address and all that stuff that you get if you were to go directly to Google. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. It gives you that insulation from all that tracking that happens, and yet you get to use the Google power. So I have a lot of confidence in StartPage, and it is a good homepage, but I got to tell you, I don't use it as my homepage anymore because I use my bookmarks page. However, that's my search. When I do searches, it happens through StartPage. Now, there's another competitor called DuckDuckGo. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No, I haven't.
Pretty popular. I'm not as...
Sounds like Tucson traffic, Al.
Yeah.
Kind of does. Especially when your brother's out on the road in his truck.
That's right, man. It's dangerous.
I stay all the way away from golf links when I know he's out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen. DuckDuckGo is a similar idea. What they did, and some people prefer it, I don't, is they use their own search tools and search algorithms and servers. And to me, the problem with that is it just still cannot compare to Google. So I feel like StartPage gives me that anonymity of DuckDuckGo without having to not take advantage of Google's incredible technology.
Why would Google, knowing... that they, and they must know because they know everything, as you've told us.
Yes.
Why would they allow that to let a little startup company do that?
Because you know,
clearly that's not something that they would like.
No, you know, it's a great point, and I don't have an answer for that. I think it's a matter of time before they whack it. We come back from a break here. We'll get into a little more depth in that because it's a great question. Why Google allows StartPage to use their service?
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.